Fretting Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today we're talking about the 13th edition of Berlinale Talents, and I'm joined by Florian Weggern, a program manager. Welcome, Florian. Welcome back. This is your second time on FRED.
Yeah, it's very nice to be back here. Very good to talk to you.
So we met in Sarajevo, as we were discussing. You did an interview with our colleague Matt Micucci, and you were talking. We were there in Sarajevo for the Talents International. This is your first year as program managers, as you come from Generation. And I would like to quote director Dieter Koslick that said that your presence will guarantee an even closer connection between the programming section and that networking platform. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, the Berlinale Talents is indeed in the lucky position that it's part of this really huge festival, and not only the festival, but also the European film market. So we are well connected to all these different sections, the program departments, and of course the business part of the whole festival. And saying all this, it is very important that we also have the experts coming from all these different areas. And me, myself, as I've been on the other side, so to say, in a way, for 12 years. So I've always seen Berlinale Talents as a great chance for young people, of course, so emerging filmmakers, but also for the experts, so to say, the filmmakers that are coming to the festival, to get to know others, mingle, and see what are the latest trends in the moment, what are these guys talking about. And now from the other side of the moon here, so talking from talent perspective, I'm of course very happy to work together with the colleagues from the festival section. And looking at the program, there are quite many of the filmmakers that are invited for Generation or for Panorama or for the main competition, also here at Talents.
And let's remind our listeners that Berlinale Talents is an extensive summit program of masterclasses and panel discussions with top experts. More important, as you pointed out now and during our last interview, is a networking platform. As we can say that during Berlinale Talents, and I saw it, if you're there, you get to meet so many people and you get to have friends and have different points of view. And you might meet co-producers or scriptwriters that could get involved in your project. So it could all start from there, really.
Yeah, exactly. So first and foremost, of course, there are 100 different ways to meet people, so because there are 100 sessions taking place, and it goes from very small scale events where we only have 10 sound designers sitting together with an expert, up to 500 people in our main venue that sit together with a renowned, let's say, the DOP. You're absolutely right, because all of these different events conclude in a way and end up in very interactive moments. So we always invite the audience, and we do not even call them the audience. We invite the participants, the talents, to share their knowledge, share their thoughts, and discuss it with the experts, meet the experts on eye-to-eye level. This all ends up and often results into very interesting discussions on the one side. And on the other side, of course, as you've just pointed it out, also in ways of collaboration on future projects. And we've just checked how many of the of our Talents alumni from the past years are coming back to the festival this year. In the moment, we're still counting, but in the moment there are 80 Talents alumni coming back to the festival section in a little bit more than 60 films. So, and it's not that they are privileged in a way, so they're just doing it. And in the end, we have a look and see, oh, there's one, how beautiful to have this director back. And in quite some cases, there's a wonderful film and forum, for example, and quite some cases, there's also more than only one talent connected to a film. So there's another film in the Panorama, for example, with in the moment 7 talent alumni who found each other during Talents, and then they thought, okay, we should work together on the film, and now they're even back with it.
And that's also because you do a follow-up. You don't leave them just to their experience at the Berlinale Talents.
They have a chance to stay connected within the talent alumni network. They can even check out on the internet. There's a huge database with all the names of this 5,000 talent alumni that we have in the meantime. If you're from Indonesia, or if you're from Italy, or if you're from wherever you are, you can see, I'm on the search for an editor. Let me have a look whether there have been one in the years before, and then you find the profile, you can check the sample of work and get in touch.
Is there, like, besides the requirements to participate in the talents, is there a selection criteria that you use to try and browse and select this all the applicants?
Along with the general criteria, yes. You need to have made at least 2 short films or feature-length film that has been shown in a festival or a high-quality drama series that had been broadcasted somewhere. So apart from this, or along with this general regulations, we have a decent look at the sample of work and on the filmography, of course. So, because we are, of course, interested in what a talent from wherever he or she comes from has done so far. But also we try to find out while looking through the questions that they have to answer in the application to find out what's next. So whether there is potential for something that is interesting in future. And quite many are talking about what they are currently working on, what they are on the lookout for, so whom they are searching, what do they expect from coming to Berlin. Because as we just said, so these are the things that we can somehow fill in if someone comes and has a question, if someone comes and says, I want to meet this or that person, then this is perfect for Berlin. That's, as we just said, it's the good networking facility here where you meet the people.
Let's talk about the main theme for this 13th edition, which is a space discovery. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, we came up with this topic already last summer when we were sitting on a bench somewhere outside in the Tiergarten here, we thought, okay, what could be the central idea, the focus of the whole event? So, because as I said, with about around 100 events, not of course all of these events are connected to the main theme, but there's now something like a path that goes through the whole thing, and this connected to the topic that you've just mentioned, 2015, a space discovery, and we are dedicating ourselves, and the experts and talents will do the same. We're dedicating ourselves to the to cinema or to film as a spatial art form, meaning quite a lot. So because space is a lot, but you can shift it to different directions, and you can look at film from the technical perspective. Of course, how do you do it? How do you create action spaces with your actors? How do you create the dimensions within the frame that you're given? And how do you do it with light? What does it mean to edit? So to add different kind of spaces into, let's say, the house of the film or the building, and all these kind of course, and all the topic and everything discussed here can also be shifted to other dimensions, meaning the cultural spaces or the economic spaces. And so far, so good. It looks like a very fruitful program, and we will have a lot of space here in this, let's say, meta space of Berlinale Talents.
And as you announced today, the first names to be lecturing, let's say, to be holding master classes to this very, very privileged 300 emerging talents. Are Andreas Dresen, Ursula Meyer, Joshua Oppenheimer, Alex McDowell, Joanna Hogg, The Yes Men, The Activist Duo, Wim Wenders, Bong Joon-ho, and Walter Salles. So these are some of the names that you invited, that they accepted to lecture and to do master classes.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is also for the experts is that we always try to create an environment for them that is also interesting from their perspective. Mm. So the one of the first questions that we raise when we talk to an expert is, what is your current question? So what are you working on? What's on the plate in the moment? So because they do not have to provide only the answers to the talents. It's also good if they raise a question and then probably the talents or the public audience from Berlin or the industry people that are also attending and coming to talent, they see, oh, that's interesting. She has the same question. And let's talk about it. And that's interesting, for example, with the session that you've mentioned in the end with Walter Salles and Sebastian Schipper. So Sebastian has a film in the main competition. It has already been announced. The film is called Victoria.
Yes.
And Victoria is a wonderful, I would say, a new interpretation of the road movie. So because it's more than two hour long trip through the night and through half of another day here in Berlin, just around the corner of where we are working. But the special or another specialty of the film is that Sebastian shot the entire 2.5 hours in one single shot. So it's a continuity shot. And so we as the audience, we're sitting on the edge of our seat and we're going through this whole adventure of these young people here in Berlin in a way in a live situation. And that's interesting because now we put him together on a stage with Walter Salles, whom you all know as the director of On the Road and way more other road movies. And I think this is going to be a very interesting discussion also in between the cultural space that we have here in Berlin and the cultural spaces that Walter Salles tackled in his film. And this is only one example of many, many more.
Yes, I was thinking another example that I didn't mention because it had been already announced previously, and then that is that film composers will have the privilege and the honor of meeting Oscar winner Howard Shore. So that's another way of looking at space. In this, the space that music and the soundtrack can create.
Howard Shore was the first expert that we confirmed this year, and he planned to come to Berlin, and we agreed on even two sessions. So he's going to have the big master class that I'd already mentioned, and in the second master class that is Tiny Little, he's meeting up with the members of our sound studio. So because we also have the sound designers and score composers gathered in a special group, and they have their own workshop throughout the entire event, and at a certain place they will meet up with Howard to talk about the specialties of score composing in combination with sound design. And you're absolutely right, so because Howard Shore, he's not only famous, but he's also really, of course, a professional in his work, and from the big films that he had he just finished recently, so for The Hobbit or for The Lord of the Rings, to the Cronenberg films that he almost scored each of them. So up until the last one that is now has been in Cannes, and so he's for sure a rich source of inspiration and also advice. He himself, as I heard, is looking forward to meeting the sound designers, so I think it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I have to say that from my little experience in Sarajevo and Berlinale Talent, and I have to say that I was more attracted and interested in the technical panels, you know, the ones with the editors and director of photographies, because they were sort of giving me a sort of in-depth information and notions and news and insights that I couldn't have otherwise. So it's really important.
Yeah, that's right. So and we can also give good examples about this. So because there's, for example, a session called Endless Space, Body Movement Beyond Limits. And in that case, we thought, okay, we should invite once the people that are connected to films and that work in terms of movement, in terms of especially the movement of actors, and that are not the directors or not the DOPs or not the the ones that are always in the limelight. So we invite, for this session, we invited the movement coach, Francesca James is her name. She's coming from Great Britain, and she's working on fantastic films. And just recently, a little while ago, she worked on Gravity, the film by Alfonso Cuarón, closely to Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And you can immediately imagine if you look back into this film that there's a lot of movement in this film, very spacey movement. Together with her, we are going to have our acting coach with us, John de Riedrich, who's doing workshops throughout the entire event. He's also very good in all this movement and space questions. And last but not least, the puppeteers are coming that work together with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney on the film. So the ones that put the strings on their arms so that they can turn upside down as if they were in non-gravity, so in weightlessness. And so we have them together on stage, and it's going to be an intimate talk about also the technical questions and how they did it. But on the other side, of course, it hopefully adds another perspective on the whole space theme.
How they managed to give us all an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And talking about spaces, there's something else that caught my eye, and it is spaces for exhibiting films, and I'm talking about the panel Crossroads to Culture, Cinemas in the Arab World. And mm-hmm. there comes, I guess, yeah, you headed one city, one country to the Talents International, which is Lebanon, Beirut. And mm-hmm. now there's this panel which focuses on Arab countries.
Yeah, that's right. So, and we've done a lot on the situation and the situation of filmmakers in the Arab world for years already. And with the spaces theme this year, or against the backdrop of this focus, we thought, okay, we should once focus more on the cinemas. So see how do the hubs look like that we have in Cairo, that we have in Beirut, and also, of course, in other cities in the Arab world, and how do they look like, and what kind of hubs and central meeting places they are for culture, and but also for the distribution of films. And as you've mentioned, so we invited the director, founder, and manager of the Metropolis Cinema, Hania Murray. This is the place where we also have Talents Beirut, and they have a fantastic cinema in Beirut, which is also now connected to their own distribution company, so that they also distribute the films and some of the films they have to throughout the whole country. And then we have a colleague from Cairo there who's also running a cinema over there and trying to connect planning to connect different art house screens over the whole country, throughout the whole country. We think it's going to be very interesting to look at these hubs. Mm-hmm. And then from that perspective, of course, have a look on how is the situation in general, how does it work with the distribution in the Arab world.
And talking about hubs, and in this case, I was thinking about the Berlinale Talents Market Hub. This year, if I'm not wrong, 10 projects that can be presented in the co-production market. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is one of the connections that we've tackled in the beginning of the whole thing, mm-hmm. so that we, Berlinale Talents is firmly connected also to the European film market and the initiatives taking place there. And the talent project market, which is part of the co-production market, which is once again part of the European film market, is one possibility for these 10 people to get advice on their projects. So they are on the lookout in the moment to find co-producers for their projects, for films in development. So three of them have the chance to highlight what we call a highlight pitch, to present their films, their projects in the end, in a situation where they meet producers, international producers, and other attendees of the European film market, and they can even win an award. So they have some extra support in the end. And this turned out to be a really interesting and really useful tool, not only, of course, to bring people together again, but also to find the right financial partners so that you can make a film afterwards. And the Berlinale Talents Market Hub is somehow the landmark in the European film market. It's the second year that we have our own very nice-looking stand in the, in the European film market, and it's, of course, not only a stand with a screen and a table, it's also a hub in the way and understanding that we have happy hours there, that we have meetings there, that the sales and distribution studios, so our invited talents who are working in the field of sales and distribution, meet up there every morning, every day, come together and then see what they can do in the European film market.
And talking about connections between the Berlinale Talents and the EFM, this year the EFM is planning an event, a panel on drama series, and you just told me that you opened the doors to scriptwriters and emerging talents that have a drama series background.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not only one panel. We dedicate even 2 days of the European Film Market. It's going to be Monday and Tuesday, 9th and 10th. And these 2 days we call the drama series days. And there's plenty of things going on in the European film market. So they will have their own panels, but they will also have a lot of screenings so that the latest episodes of the latest series are going to be shown in the market for industry people. And this is also firmly connected to the festival, so because in the festival program we will have out of competition also episodes shown from very new, brand new series from Europe and from the world, and in the in Berlinale Talents, we are going to have on the same 2 days, three sessions, which is going to be a big masterclass with one of the biggest and most interesting guys from the serious world, I think. We cannot mention him in the moment, but it's going to be nice. Then we are going to have an in-depth discussion, as it is the tradition in Berlinale Talents. So we gather again some people from a serious, the showrunner, the creator, the writer, and the producer, and we will have them all together here to see how did they make it, how did they make it, how did all this come together. And as we are in talents, as we are talents, and as we are addressing our audience, who are filmmakers, DOPs, editors, producers, whoever, we also invited two more people coming from broadcasters, from HBO in Europe, and also from Sky Italia, who can address directly to the talents what they are interested in and what kind of creative people they are currently looking for. Because it always looks like as if everything is working so well in the in this wonder world of series, and it does, of course, but they are in the moment very interested in meeting new talent, seeing what can we do on the local level to create local series that work with a local audience and come from the local background of creative people. And that's perfect for talents. So we invited them, and they're going to meet up with the ones that they're interested in, and the other way around. So hopefully we can create some good connections.
Yeah, I think this is extremely important, because there was a phase in which finally series were recognized as to be a very interesting and useful product, and now there's a second phase in which finally European countries are sort of developing their own style and not only imitating the American model. I can see why TV platforms are looking for new authors, because now it's the right time. So
that's fine.
Florian, I can't wait to be there, and we can't wait to be there. I think the program looks super interesting and super fun. I hope I can attend some of the panels if you invite me.
Yes, and, And now it's also open to the public. This is always very important to mention. So all those are dedicated to the 300 talents, but there's lots of space, as we mentioned, and it is open to everybody who is at the Berlinale, not all of the sessions, of course, so you have to look at Howard Shore from the distance. The sound designers have the chance to rub shoulders with him, but there are lots of sessions. I would even say the majority of sessions is open to the public, so if someone is interested, he or she can just buy a ticket, it's not much money, come to one of our theaters and enjoy the show and also participate. So everybody is allowed, of course, to participate in the discussions, and it's not only allowed, he or she is invited.
Thank you for this information. I can say that it's definitely worth it. And thank you, Florian. Good luck for this 13th edition, taking place in February from the 7th to the 12th. So 6 days of events and panels, and I'll see you in Berlin then.
Yeah, thank you very much. Looking forward to it. See you soon.
See you soon. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 13th edition of Berlinale Talent, Berlin Film Festival, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.